Every month, Hawa Ismail and her youngest son, Hamid, come here to receive food assistance, help she needs to keep him and his other siblings back home fed.
When we tried to farm last year, the pests destroyed it, so we couldn't produce anything. So now we rely on the food distribution to take home and cook to feed him and his siblings.
Hamid is one of hundreds of children who rely on help from the UN's World Food Programme in El-Fashir in Sudan's North Darfur state. Like the rest of the region, it has been devastated by years of conflict. More than 300,000 people have died and over 2 million displaced, according to the United Nations. And like the rest of the country, it's been hit by high inflation. Traders in the market say a bad harvest led to higher prices and fewer people buying.
People come from time to time to buy, and sometimes they don't buy. The market has been mostly stagnant, unlike the previous years.
Farming in North Darfur was already affected by conflict in the region. Many farmers have had little to no access to their farms because of fighting involving armed groups. Farmers also blame climate change for reduced rainfall, leading to a poor harvest. All that's caused rising food prices, which many cannot afford. The World Food Programme says 1.8 million people need aid to survive, up from 1.4 million last year. Nearly 400,000 of those are school children. The organization says it's trying to adapt to the needs of people, but it faces challenges.
We do not have enough donations to be able to meet these challenges and provide assistance to everybody in need. And we are faced with a terrible and a tragic situation where we have to choose from who receives assistance and who does not. So what we need is more support from the international community, but we also need the government to solve the conflict of this state.
The government says the assistance helps keep children in school and out of the workforce.
We have kids in schools who are as young as 8 who do harsh labor that affects their well-being. That includes girls who face violations, so having a school feeding program reduces child labor and protects the children because it keeps them from going to work to be able to buy food for themselves.
Hawa says she hopes the situation in the state improves so she doesn't have to continue to rely on aid for her son. But until that happens, she says she'll continue to receive assistance so she can save money for her family for other needs. Hiba Morgan, Al Jazeera, El Fashir, North Darfur.